Hello, Aiden. How are you?
Good, good. Thank God. Everything is good.
Doing well? Having a good day? Awesome. Glad to hear that. Aiden, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I understand that you've been talking here with Tara, my representative. Did she do a good job explaining the outline of our program?
Very good. Very good.
Yes, she does such a wonderful job. So I wanted to just read off on some of the notes that she had sent over to me. Before I do get into the price and details, Aiden, did you have any questions about how the program works or about the placement that we do?
Give me some more details. Explain to me some more.
I'm sorry?
Give me some more details.
Yes. So our company, Local Splash, was reaching out to you, Aiden, because we have a position that opened up in the local map section on the first page of Google for your category for general contractors. So what that means is that if someone's looking for remodeling, general contractor, new construction, any of the services that you offer, we would make sure that they see IT Construction and Remodeling Inc. come up on that first page of Google as one of the options. So they'll see your phone number, they'll click on it, and they'll call you directly. This is going to help you generate more new potential clients, but that are quality type of clients in need of your services. Does that kind of make sense so far? Okay. Now, of course, the way that we do things here, we set our program where it is a fixed flat rate. It is a month-to-month program, and there are no contracts. So we will not charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, you have a Google Business Profile page, am I correct?
Correct.
And I see that there's a phone number, 954-515-2429. Is that a tracking number that was given to you, or is that the office number?
No, it's my personal phone number.
Oh, okay. Are you working with a company already that's managing this page?
Yes, somehow, but it's sitting in India, and I'm not so satisfied.
You're not satisfied. Okay. Well, if I'm looking at the notes here, so you from Los Angeles, you're staying within 50 miles, right? You're not traveling any further.
Up to 50.
Up to 50. Okay. And it looks like you're doing both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential.
Residential. Okay, good. And then I'm just looking at your website here. I see that you also have, let's see. Oh, you use Facebook too, huh?
Correct.
Okay.
I did a good job for me. It's not running it so fast, you know. I need somebody more to be on top of the page.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask, what's your investment monthly with them? Or was it like a one-time charge?
One-time charge, but I tried to set up with him, but he's not responding.
Okay. What did they charge you, like $100?
You're right.
They did, huh? Yeah.
That's why you're not getting a response.
Aiden, that's why you're not getting the response that you need, because all they did was create you these profiles, but they're not doing anything to get you on the first page. And that's what happens when you work with companies like that, that originally are not a Google Channel partner in another country. And I don't mean any offense by that, right? But that's why they charge you $100, because they're just creating your profiles. They're not doing anything to get it on that first page. So the package that I want to offer you, Aiden, is our Platinum package, and this will include both Google and Facebook marketing, okay? With the discounted rate that Tara requested for you, this is going to bring down your cost to $299 a month. It will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. That's for your programming. So I didn't, your initial investment to start with us today would be $398, and every month after you're paying just $299 a month. That's with no contracts, no click fees. It's a true flat rate. This is going to give you first page placement on Google. We're going to take your Google business profile. We're going to optimize it to the first page, and we're going to maintain it there. We're going to do content creation for you on Bing, and we're also going to submit you to Apple Maps. We're going to include Facebook advertising so that when someone does a search on Google, and even if they don't call you but they go to Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad pop up. This is also going to help you reach more new clients. We can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Once they click on your ad, they would call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen really great results. We'll also make sure that your website is attached where your business is being listed, and we cover the mobile platform. Anyone who does a search using their iPhone, Android, or tablet will also find you on that first page of Google immediately. What I'm offering you here today is basically covering all of your bases, and it is a month-to-month program with no contracts.
The issue that I was doing an NGO right now, I did the NGO one, I didn't start with them yet, I just paid them around $200 and some, but to build the website with them. So
they're not building you a website, they're putting a profile with your company information. Yeah, they're putting that on their website, and they're going to sell you leads that you're sharing with other companies. So I didn't, if you don't call that lead right away, guess what? The other company that got that same lead that you got is going to beat you to that phone call. And they're going to charge you no matter what. What I'm offering you is a program to give you placement on the first page of Google, where 90% of searches will start and stop. But this is a position that I'm going to be filling today. Do you not see it to be beneficial?
No, I feel it's beneficial, you know, but first of all, nobody can tell me that I'm going to be on the first page of Google.
You're right. I mean, nobody can. I can't guarantee you're going to be number 5 or number 6. I can't tell you John is going to call you on this day at this time. What I can tell you is that they don't even have to know your company by name. I didn't. All they have to look up is kitchen remodel, and you're going to come up on that first page as an option for people to call. But if you're not on the first page of Google and people don't know you by name, how are they going to find you? And if they go to HomeAdvisor, to Angie's Leads, they're looking for your services. Guess what? You're not the only one getting their information. So are two or three other businesses. They're getting the same information you are. So who's winning on that program? Not you.
There is a lot of competition. There is a lot of competition. There is
competition everywhere. Well, you're in an area where there's a lot of competition. We're talking Los Angeles. Los Angeles is huge. And if you're if you're not doing anything to assist with your online presence on Google, Aiden, it's going to be very hard for you. Very hard for you. Angie's has a lot of competition as well. They're pinning you up against other businesses.
I know. For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
But what I'm planning is that I'm working right now for a home improvement company, and I'm building myself slowly. You know what I mean? Taking time. What I'm doing. I need to do research about your company because, you know what, I never heard about this one, and I need to know.
Have you done research on Angie's?
Angie's is knowing because I will tell you why. Because my guys, they are my other contractor friends. They work with Angie's, Home Advisor. They're working with them. You know what I mean?
Well, just because people work with them, you should still do your research, though. I mean, listen, my job is to offer you an opportunity to have that online presence on Google. The ball's in your court. If you choose that you want to wait and do all the research that you need to do, by all means, look us up. We're on Google. Look us up. Do whatever you need to do, Aiden. But this is a position that I still will be calling out on and that I will be filling today. So the best I can do is put you back on the list And if this position ever opens back up in the future, then maybe we'll try to reach back out to you.
So why did I win in this position?
Excuse me?
Why did I win in this position?
Well, the reason that we called you is because when we do a search for your company by name, okay, you don't have any negative reviews. You have a Google Business Profile. You have, in fact, ten 5-star reviews on there, okay? You have a website. You have a Facebook page. So you have a good reputation online. It's just hard to find you. Unless if I know your company by name. This is why we reached out to you. But like I said, at the end of the day, if you're not interested in this, that's okay. That's your choice. But I'm going to fill this with another company.
It's not that I'm not interested. I'm just, you know, there is a lot of, like, temptation. We're going to call it outside. Everybody going to call me in 10 minutes, tell me, listen, I have here, I have there. You know, you have to be very, very, like, how you see, like, wise with the money. You know, because I'm a new company, I cannot spend money like crazy.
Of course. Well, I wouldn't want you to spend money like crazy. I want you to invest your money in something that's going to work. But if you prefer to pay for leads that you're sharing with other businesses that are your competitors, then that is your choice. I'm offering you an opportunity to be on the first page of Google with calls coming directly to you. If you feel paying for leads is better, well, then that's your choice. You know what I mean? I'm not going to change your mind.
No, but I want to ask you, how Google going to allow you to put new first page on the website, on the page?
We are a Google channel partner, Aiden. We work with many businesses throughout the United States. We were calling you because we had a position open up for general contractors on the first page of Google. That's why you're getting this call. Right now, my representative, well, let me tell you.
Go ahead. If I'm going to call directly to Google, they're not going to put you on the first page?
How is it going to work with Google? You can do Google Ads if you call Google directly, but they're not going to put you on the first page in the local map. Those are for channel partners like ourselves and other 30 companies that have placements in the first page on the local map. That's what I'm talking about, the local map section of Google. You can call Google directly, and you can run Google Ads yourself if you would like, okay? But as far as the Google local map first page, there has to be an open spot available, and that's why we were reaching out to you, okay?
What is the company name again? Your company?
Our company is called Local, L-O-C-A-L, Splash, like a splash of water. We are in Fountain Valley, California. We're in Orange County.
How do you spell it, sorry? I just want to check very fast on that, okay?
L, are you ready?
Yes.
L-O-C-A-L. The next word is splash. S like Sam, P like Paul.
Yes.
L-A, S like Sam, H like Henry.
Internet marketing.
You're going to find us on Google. We have over 900 reviews. We're 4.2.
You know, I've been screwed once already because I have a problem and somebody was telling me an insurance and I didn't put attention, and the first thing that I got the license, they're chasing after me now, and I don't want to have any problems here or lose money.
Oh.
You understand me also, you know?
I understand. Well, that's why I said I'm not here to pressure you. I will move on to the next candidate, and the next time we have this position open, maybe we'll reach back out to you. I told you, do your research. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you not to. You could take all the time you want, but I'm not going to hold the position. I'm going to fill it today. So I just want to be honest with you.
So that means if somebody, so how are people going to look for me? What are they going to look for? How? What is the keyword?
remodeling.
Where they're going to look.
General contractor, whatever keywords you want to be listed for. So if your focus is remodels, renovations, whatever your focus is, okay, we're going to make sure that we're
using it. You're going to build it? Yes. You're going to build this word for me to get, to find me? I want to understand how it's going to work. If they're going to look for it. Yes, please.
It is our job. We're managing your Google business profile. That's our job. So if someone's looking for electrical, flooring, a home renovation, if they're looking for bathroom remodels, these are the keywords that we are going to use to make sure that when they're looking those services up, that they are finding your company.
How many is this company?
I'm sorry?
How many years is your company exist?
How many companies, what?
How many years your companies exist?
We've been in business 19 years. 19 years in business. It'll be 20 actually this December.
Driving also, so I'm half driving, half reading. But I want to get leads. I'm telling you, when people are going to look at me on the website, they're going to call me. It's what I want.
Okay. Well, Angie's isn't going to send you phone calls. They're going to send you leads.
They are going to send you. Correct. They are. But
so that means that you got to call that lead.
Correct.
Right.
But with you, it's also, they're going to call me or they're going to, how is it going to work with you? Call me?
When we place you on Google, they're live phone calls that are coming to you because they're going to click on your number and call you. We don't send you leads. These are actual phone calls. If someone's in need of a kitchen remodel, they're going to go on Google and they're going to type in kitchen remodeler near me or 25 best kitchen remodelers or whatever they're looking for. They're going to see that list come up of businesses, okay, that they can click to call those businesses directly. That is what we offer. Direct calls from potential clients that are looking for your services on Google, okay? We don't charge you per phone call. We don't charge you per click. It's going to be a flat rate. With Angie's, you're paying different prices on the leads that they send you, depending on what that person is requesting. So that's why I asked you, did you do your research with them? Because they're going to charge you for every single lead that they send you. Whether you call that lead, and if they don't answer the phone when you call them, it doesn't matter. You're still paying for that lead. If you call that lead and they tell you, Aiden, if they say, oh, I found someone that I hired 3 weeks ago, Angie's is charging you for that lead no matter what.
Correct.
So that's why I asked you, are you sure you did your research with them?
No, he told me this information. He didn't hide nothing.
They did? I hope so. Did they tell you that you're sharing that lead?
Yes.
Did they tell you you're going to share the lead, that they're sending it to two other businesses, not just to you?
No, for sure.
Okay,
yes.
Then they weren't completely honest.
You don't need to say.
They didn't tell you that. So, you know, these are things to think about. I mean, again, like I said, if we have this position open up again, then perhaps we'll reach back out to you. I'll make sure to put your name back on the list, but I will have to move on because I'm filling this position today. Okay. Maybe it's just not the right timing for you. I don't know. I don't know what specifically you're looking for. I thought you wanted direct calls coming to you and to be on that first page of Google because you mentioned that the company that did all this for you, you're not getting any results. So I'm giving you the opportunity to get better results. But
I didn't do any, I didn't continue further with him. You know what I mean?
Right.
They did the research
for
me. Because I'm still hesitating, you know what I mean? I'm checking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's budget of $500 that they gave me, but how much is $500 if each lead is cost $100? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not a lot. It's not a lot.
Well, I did send you a link to our pricing page. You're welcome to look up everything about us. It gives you the breakdown, and then if you're interested, you can reach back in. Okay?
Can you do a better price for me?
The price is what it is. Typically, if you look at the pricing page I sent you, that price is typically $209. It's actually $599 a month plus a $299 setup fee. I'm offering you a discounted rate, $299 a month, with just a one-time $99 setup fee.
So can I pay the $99 next month? Because I can do right now the $299.
And are you going to commit to sticking it out with us for 2 months? Because I'm going to ask you to stick it out for 2 months to commit to a two-month verbal agreement.
If you're going to, like, promise me that I'm going to be on the first page of Google like you told me, I'm going to get leads, yes, I will do more business with you. Absolutely.
So the timeline that I'm going to give you is...
You will do your job, I will do my job.
Absolutely, as long as we're in communication, you with our team. So basically what's going to happen is when we set this up, I'm going to also schedule a client interview for you. So I want to explain to you how this whole process is going to work, okay, before we move forward. So starting from when you complete your client interview with my technician, okay, and that interview would be set up for tomorrow, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live and visible. What we state in our terms and conditions that we send you in writing with your invoice, the first page placement on Google iDEN will take 30 to 45 days for you to have the first page placement on Google. There have been times where I've seen it happen sooner. Now, the Google Business Profile, you need to add us on as managers so that we can optimize it. So it could happen a lot sooner for you because you already have the Google profile. You just got to put us as managers. But I'm still going to tell you 30 to 45 days, okay? So with that being said.
Mid-August.
I would say,
maybe. Yes, meanwhile, I'm
working. Okay, so here's what I'm doing for you. I've asked my manager if he'll give me the code to waive the $99 setup fee. Okay, so he went ahead and gave me the code, and I was able to waive the $99. So today, for you to start this program, you're going to pay $299, and it's going to be $299 every month that you're with us. That price will never change. There will never be an additional $99 charge because I've waived it. So are you willing to give me a shot today?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best email for you, Aiden? I'm going to send you right now everything in writing.
Okay. My first name is I-D-A-N. You know what? Send that to the business. The business is itconstructionla@gmail.com.
Okay. la@gmail.com. I hope you're not sitting outside. It's so hot outside right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in the car. I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving? Okay, you got the AC on?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said it's IT. IT is in Tom?
Construction. L-A.
L-A?
Yes. L-A.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Here's what I'm sending you first. You're going to get these two emails. They're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay? Now, Aiden, the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing in the subject. It's going to say that the price is $299 a month for our platinum package. Okay? And it's month to month. And what we're including in that. The second one is going to say client dashboard analytics, the second email. And that one is just giving you an example of our reporting system. So you're not going to take our word for it. of this program is working. With our reporting and tracking system, Aiden, you're going to be able to see how many phone calls you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, and where they performed the location of the search. So you can track all of that. Okay? Now, on this phone number, the 818-470-4014, is this like your cell phone number?
Cell phone is 954.
What's this 818 number then that we're talking on?
This is the business.
Okay. So your cell phone number then is the one that's on your, hold on, let me go back. It's the 954 number, right? That's your personal line? Okay. Should that be? Okay. Okay. So let me just confirm with you. The phone number for us to contact you on is 954-515-2429, correct? That's the best number. Okay. Now, Aiden, what is the number that should be listed for clients to call the business? That same number, the 954?
This is the 818. No, the 818-470-4014.
Okay. So here, so you want us to change that phone number then, right? That's on your Google Business profile to the 818 number?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah. Okay. So let me just have that. Let me let them know that that needs to be fixed. Okay. All right. Now, the company shows that it reads as IT, Construction and Remodeling, Inc. Correct?
Correct.
That's how it should read. Okay. Correct. And then what address did you use when you verified it?
I used the address 8529 Saturn, like the flower.
Uh-huh.
Week. Los Angeles, 90035.
Okay. Was there a unit number or anything like that, or that's just the number?
Number four.
Okay. Now, Aiden, this is just for the account here with us. How do you spell your first name? I don't want to mess it up.
Aiden.
So ID and then A-N, right? Aiden.
No, but it's one word.
Yes, it's one word.
It's called Idan. Yes.
Oh, Idan. Idan. Got it. Okay. Now, Idan, what's your last name?
Yes. Tal, T-A-L, Tango Alpha Lima.
Tango Alpha Lima, Tal. Okay. What origin is that? Do you mind if I ask? What origin?
My parents are from Egypt. Israeli, we are Israeli.
Wow. Oh, they're Israeli. Your family is?
Yes.
Wow.
All the Israelis is doing like construction.
Yeah, well, you know what? Can I tell you something? I have noticed that those that are from, like, the Middle East and from Egypt, like, out there, you guys have a unique design of construction, right?
Correct.
I'm telling you, I see construction work all the time, Idan. And, yes. I feel like you have a unique type of design. So beautiful work, I have to say. Very beautiful work. Wow, so Egyptian,
absolutely.
Huh? So do you identify as Egyptian or Israeli? Or
no,
both?
Israeli. No,
ah,
Israeli.
Okay.
I'm Israeli.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
I'm born in Israel.
You were born in Israel? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Long time ago.
Really?
Long time ago.
Oh, my gosh. I hear it's such a beautiful country. Beautiful country.
You've been there?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, my, well, a lot of my family has gone to the Holy Land to go visit, right? And I've seen the pictures, and they're beautiful photos, just of the pictures that they've taken out there.
Yes, beautiful. Not nice right now. It's very dangerous right now.
I know. I know. It's so
war
sad.
Right now, but it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. So, Idan, the card that you're going to be using for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Just Idan Tal, or is there like a middle initial?
Just one question. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get the lead until that 45 days when I'm going to be on the first page of Google. Like, what I'm going to do until then.
So remember, we're going to be running your Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days. So we always give you the timeline, okay? We always say 30 to 45 days, right? We always say that for the first page placement on Google. However, sometimes I've seen it happen sooner. Our promise will always say 30 to 45. But remember, as I told you, in your case, because you already have the Google Business profile, it could happen sooner for you. Okay? It could happen sooner. Because what you're going to have to do is add us on as managers. So you'll add us on as managers, okay. So that way we can optimize it and move it to the first page of Google. So there is a possibility that it could happen a lot sooner for you.
Okay, now if you're gonna work with the Facebook, is that gonna, you have to boost the advertising, am I right? That's gonna cost more money there?
No, because it's included in your package. You're not going to pay additional money for the Facebook ads. That's why I mentioned the Facebook ads is included, so you're not going to pay more money for the click on the ads because you're paying a flat $299 a month. So the price is never going to change.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you got 200 clicks. You're still paying $299. The price won't change.
Okay.
Okay.
But they're not going to give priority to somebody that is going to pay to Facebook?
What do you mean?
I mean that if somebody is going to, like, put a boost on the ads on Facebook,
we're going to manage
the priority to be first.
Yeah, we're going to manage the ads on Facebook. The way Facebook ads works, Idan, is if someone does a search on Google, right? Let's say they're looking for a bathroom remodel that they're looking to get done. They're on Google, but they didn't call you. Let's say they didn't call you, okay? Well, let's say now they're on their Facebook, and they're looking at some pictures on Facebook, or they're looking at some stories on their Facebook. All of a sudden, they're going to see an ad appear for IT Construction and Remodeling, Inc. So what we call that is retargeting. So it's going to retarget them because they were looking for the services that you offer on Google, and now they're on their Facebook page. We're going to retarget your ad. So that means your ad is going to appear. It's almost like if your ad is reminding them, hey, you were looking for a bathroom remodel. Here's a company that offers it. So that's how they work. They call it retarget. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. It makes sense.
Yeah. Even though, like, even if at that moment you're not on the first page yet, right, because we always give, you know, the 30 to 45 days, that doesn't mean that they won't see you on Facebook. Do you see what I mean? Because even though they're performing that search on Google, they're going to also see you on Facebook, your ad, when they go to their Facebook page. That's why Google and Facebook, work very well together hand in hand. They work very well.
Because they're coordinated together.
because those are the two that people, those are the two platforms that people go to the most, are Google and Facebook. That's where they perform searches.
I see now, but it's going to take around, you're going to say 20 days until my company going to show up. So I'm not going to get any
exposure
to my company at that time.
No, you're going to have exposure on Facebook. You're going to have exposure within the directories of Apple Maps, Bing. You're going to have exposure there. The first page on Google is going to take longer. We're going to tell you still 30 to 45 days. But if it happens in 2 weeks, even better. But I'm not going to say 2 weeks, because if it ends up taking 30 days, guess what? Edan, you're going to call me upset, because you're going to say, Nadine, you told me 2 weeks. It took 30 days. So I will never, ever, ever promise you 2 weeks. I'm going to tell you what we write in our terms and conditions, 30 to 45 days. Okay? That's our promise to you for first page placement. And that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything less than that. And I'm not going to promise that it's going to be day 35. I'm going to say 30 to 45 days.
Okay, but if they're going to look on Google, kitchen remodeling, it's going to show them on Facebook, yes?
Even if they're looking up kitchen remodeling, okay, I'm in Anaheim, right? I live in Anaheim.
Okay.
My husband, I'm going to give you an example. My husband was looking up fishing reels. He likes to go fish. He likes to fish for tuna.
Okay.
I went on my Facebook today, and all of a sudden, I got an ad pop up on my Facebook to show me about fishing reels. I didn't look for them. My husband did. But because he used my phone, and I went now on my Facebook, that's why I'm seeing fishing reels, because it recognized the search that I performed prior. Make sense?
I know what you're talking about. Yes, yep. It makes sense.
Okay. So that's how they'll work.
Let me give it a call number.
Okay.
Let me give it a call number, okay?
First things first, what's the name on the card? You said just Edan Tal? Or is there like a middle initial?
Edan Tal. No, Edan Tal, IT Construction, IT Construction Remodel.
IT Construction Remodel. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Yes. Is it the same billing address?
Correct.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me see. And that's number 4. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? Okay, and what's the card number when you're ready?
4802-0992-6239-9268.
Expiration month and year.
Expiration is 0629.
And your CVV code on the back.
371.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the card back to you. But, Edan, I'm not charging the card yet, okay? The card number is 4802-0992-6239-9268, correct?
No, 9268, yes.
Okay. And it expires...
Again, from the beginning, again?
Yes. 48...
Can you read the card again, please?
Yes. 4802-0992-6239-9268. 6'8".
Correct.
Okay. And then I show that, so you mentioned that the expiration is June 29th?
June 29th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you said that the CVV code on the back is 371, correct?
Yes.
Okay. 371, right?
Correct.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account with us to protect it. You can choose either your mother's maiden name, her last name before she got married. It could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
Give me a second. My mom's first name. Give me a second, okay? Just a second, okay? Give me a second.
Okay.
Dropping my daughter. Okay. So what is your option here for
Okay, so the option is either your mother's last name before she got married. It would be her maiden name, okay? It could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name.
Okay, so do the first pet's name is going to be Cat.
Cat? C-A-T?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct? C-A-T, right? Cat?
Correct.
Okay.
C-A-T.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm not going to process your payment yet because, Edan, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification recording. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over with you the outline of the program. I'm going to say the billing date. I'm going to say the amount. I'm going to ask that you commit to a 2-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. I'm also going to say that you can cancel this at any time. I only ask, Edan, that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't get charged, okay? Now, I'm going to send you a text right now to your phone, okay? Do you want me to send it to the 818 or to the 954 number? I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department, the 954? Okay. So this number that I'm going to send you right now, let me know once you get it. I want you to save this phone number while we're on the phone. I want you to save it in your contacts so that you never lose our phone number. Okay? So what I sent you is the number to customer service. Now, Edan, anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to call our customer service department, and we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're not going to be here on Thursday, though, because you know it's the 4th of July holiday.
Yes.
So we won't be here on Thursday. Okay? Did you get the text I just sent you?
I got the text. Yes,
okay.
I got it.
Okay, I want you to save our phone number, the 877 number. You're going to save that in your contacts. Beautiful. Okay. Now, if you look at that text message, I already sent you your login credentials. So the phone number, the 818 number, is going to be your username. 818-470-4014. That's your username, okay? Your password is TopBing, B-I-N-G, all one word, lowercase. Okay, do you see it on that text I sent you?
It's written there on the...
Yeah, it's in the text. Yes, oh, you're driving. Okay, yes, it's in that text. Okay. Okay. All right. Now, when I'm walking you through the voice verification, Ivan, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that I can explain it to you and then repeat it again. Okay, I want to make sure before we process your payment that you have a clear and firm understanding. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So, Idan, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
IT Construction and Remodeling Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Idan Tal, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Idan, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you were involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, Idan, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Sometimes, Idan, we might call you with an update and you probably can't answer the call. We just want to make sure that you call us within 24 business hours, okay? I also want you to be aware that you might have other companies that are calling you to sell you other online marketing. We're not going to ever call you to pay more money than $2.99 a month. If you're not sure if it's actually Local Splash calling you, I want you to always ask, what is my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Wow.
That's how you'll know.
Okay. Done.
Now,
okay.
In hiring, Idan, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Explain to me again before.
Yes. Let me explain it first. Okay. So, for example, we know you're doing Angie's. We know that you have a website, right? We know that you're also on Yelp.
Yes.
What we're saying is that before you do any other marketing, make sure that you call us first just to be sure that we're not already providing you that service, because we don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. So all we're saying here, Idan, is, hey, just call us and just say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing, and we'll tell you, okay, oh yeah, Idan, go ahead. That's not going to interfere with what we're doing. That's all we're asking. Just give us a call to let us know what you're going to do, any other marketing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I agree.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 2nd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, Idan, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on August 2nd, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, Idan, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number that I told you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel your account, Idan, please make sure that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't get charged. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay. I'm updating
If I want to change the date of the billing, like, you know, the second of the month is like, you have to pay all the mortgage, rent, everything you have to pay. You know what I mean? So I prefer like it's going to be maybe on the 10th. Is that possible?
Let me ask my manager. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, give me 1 second. Let me ask my manager. Let me ask and see what he says, okay? So, give me 1 second. I haven't charged the card yet, so I'm waiting to see what he says. I know that we would have to make the payment today, but what I've asked him is if we're able to change your date to being on the 10th, because your mortgage and all your other bills come out around this week, right? Is that what you're saying? Okay. Let me. I hear you. I understand. I know sometimes like our billing, my husband does dialysis, and the dialysis center, I had to call them and tell them, listen, you guys got to take out the payment closer towards the end of the month because, It's too much all at the beginning, you know?
California is very expensive, also. Very expensive.
Oh, you're telling me. Yeah. Well, thank God. Thank God, Idan, I don't have to pay for his medications, but you know, dialysis is very expensive. Very expensive.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they're telling us that when he finally gets, they say when he finally gets on the transplant list that we should have at least $10,000 to $15,000 saved, because what's going to happen is we'll need that for housing, because when he gets a kidney transplant, it's either going to be, we were looking into Scripps in San Diego. There's also Cedars-Sinai where they also do transplants there. But they were saying we might want to start looking out of state, like in Arizona at the Mayo Clinic. But that's going to cost a lot of money.
Probably
for traveling. You know, but it's whatever God, wherever God wants to put us, right? Do you speak Hebrew?
Yeah, I intend.
Do you speak Hebrew? You do?
Hebrew.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Holy Land.
You know, my cousin did, she did a test, okay, where it tells you. So I guess on my grandfather's side, there's some Jewish bloodline on my grandfather's side. But my cousin says that there's a way that we could figure out what tribe. Are you familiar with that? It's a certain test that you
Absolutely.
Have to take. Okay.
No, with the tribe I know, but how to reach the tribe, I don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah, so she says that there's some kind of test that you can take, and it'll kind of give you where your lineage or, like, closest to what tribe your family originated from, because it is on my grandfather's side, that I guess. But my cousin's been studying a lot of Hebrew, and so she's very intrigued. Very intrigued. But it's interesting, and it's a beautiful dialect that you guys have. I was told that my name is pretty popular in Egypt, that there's a city, like my last name, Medina. I don't know how true that is.
Medina, yes.
Yeah, I guess it's a city, right?
Medina, it's a city, yes.
Yeah.
Not if it's in Egypt or in Jordan.
Or somewhere,
Egypt,
right?
Jordan, like, I'm not sure. Yes,
oh,
somewhere
okay.
in the Middle East. Yes, Medina is very, very.
Yes,
very,
and I was told.
Medina, it means Nippur.
And I was told that my
Nippur,
first
Medina
name.
Medina means state.
Oh, it does. Okay. See, and I was told that
yes.
my first name is very popular, but a lot of males have my name. It's not really a female name. Nadine?
Nadine. I'm not familiar with this one.
Yeah, me either.
Nice. So you're part of your Jewish, you know?
Somewhere, I have a little bit. I did Ancestry.com and I'm 3%. It says 3%.
Not enough.
So, yeah, I'm like, I wish, maybe a little bit more. But that's
it's not,
okay.
It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy to be Jewish.
No,
I'm
but you're
I'm an Orthodox Jew. So.
Are you?
So we are keeping, you know, Shabbat. Yes, I'm not doing any fire. Like what God commands, we're doing it. We're not doing any business. We don't have any phone. We don't have like
yeah.
the channel and the 16 command that God told us to do. We are doing it. Very
yeah.
hard.
It is. It is hard, right? I think if any of us were perfect,
yeah,
well, we would be up there with him sitting on the other side of the seat, right? In the kingdom.
Absolutely.
You know, I attend a Christian church, and my pastor says, he says, if you're against Israel, that is against God's word. He says
Absolutely.
We're supposed to be for Israel.
Absolutely.
He's like, and it's in the Bible. He's like, read your Bible. So, Okay, so my manager said...
Or Israel.
Said,
no, Israel. Israel.
What was that?
No, that who's going to go against in Israel is going to lose because you're going against God. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
It's a lost battle from the beginning.
He says that Israel...